Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, good evening, and wherever you are in the wonderful World Wide Web, this is Robin Misevich with the Transformation Cafe. We thank you for joining us tonight in the gorgeous fall of 2012. We're going to be celebrating the fall tonight, and we're going to scoot up to the table here with the Transformation Cafe and see who's joining us tonight. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
This is Mr. Jamie calling from the heart of the great Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school, and I'm a tattoo artist, and I have a shop up here, and I like to help people with their sex partner. So that's it.
Yes. How wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, I'm Robin Misevich. I'm calling in from Riverside, California, and I am a florist by day and love to send beautiful blossoms out for people to enjoy them. So that's always a wonderful thing, too. So there you go. So I thought tonight we would go ahead and talk about the fall, since we finally had the fall equinox about 2 weeks ago. And yesterday was Columbus Day. And I was noticing that they're talking about changing the day to Discoverer's Day instead of Columbus Day. Did you hear about that, Jamie?
Well, who's they? Who is they?
There's a couple different people in California that are trying to put on trying to change it on the ballot. Yeah.
Oh, but not for just California, or for everywhere.
No, making it a national, changing the national holiday instead of having it being Columbus Day, calling it Discoverer's Day, and basically that is because of the problems that we've had with truly finding out the history of Mr. Columbus and some of the problems that have been evoked because of his history and being abusive to the people because he didn't actually even come to North America. You know, he never even really landed in America. So that's kind of one of the reasons, too. Plus, you know, with the abusiveness that he had. And one thing that this report was saying, just kind of review of, like, the history of Columbus Day, that actually President Wilson had wanted to create a president. The reason how it got to be a national holiday was in the guise of wanting to get the Italian vote. So let's get some Italian discoverer on there so all the Italians will like me. And gosh darn it, I'll be getting the Italian vote from now on with Columbus Day. So all in all, people just gotta go. Gotta have a bad taste in my mouth for the whole Columbus thing nowadays. Maybe we should name it like Discoverer's Day or something like that. So that could be a wonderful thing. And that would be,
I could go with that. That would be okay with me.
Yeah, I think so, too. I like the fact that it's Discoverer's Day because it could be everything in the past and everything in the future that's going to be going on. It just sells the spirit of being an adventurer and discovering new things and having them create, hopefully, betterment to the world by people, you know, continuing to always, you know, going on to, I think of Star Trek, you know, strange new worlds and, you know. Seek out new civilizations.
Right.
To boldly go where
bold
we have not gone before.
Right.
You can tell I've listened to it. Listen, I watched a few episodes of Star Trek. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
But, okay, who hasn't? Come on now. Everybody's a little bit of a nerd nowadays. It's just to get all that Trekkie stuff kind of going. That's good. Although I never went to a convention. Have you ever been to a Star Trek convention?
Not to a convention. I've been to... let me see, like Comic-Cons, which is...
Yes, Comic-Con.
Well, you know,
I would totally think you'd want to go to Comic-Con, yeah.
They also have, there was a Zombie-Con up here.
Oh, my gosh, Zombie-Con.
Right.
Oh,
and
my.
And then another one called Crypticon, which is kind of science fiction and fantasy. So
that's cool.
What, no? And there'll be a Sherlock Holmes con is coming up too, I was informed.
Oh, how fun is that? That's very, very fun. Well, I mean, you know, every genre, I'm sure, can
There's
have their own
a con.
Con
for every type of, like you say.
Yeah, every genre.
Right.
Yep, every
right.
kind of genre that's out there. So, and then I was watching the news today, and, you know, they always have these little advertising blips that kind of come in, especially in the early morning news. And out here in Buena Park near Knott's Berry Farm, they have this place called Pirates, the Pirates Village or something like that. And they're calling it, and then for Halloween, they've changed it into the Vampires, you know, instead of the Vampirates instead of
you know,
that. So they're all dressed up like pirates, but they're still vampires.
Do people still go to Knott's Berry Farm, of course? I guess that's still a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course they have. Although Knott's Berry Farm has really changed, I think, in the last, at least, I think it's been 5 years ago. They were bought out. The family no longer owns it. It was bought by a corporation. Yeah.
No kidding.
And it's kind of turned into a small, what's the one that's out? I'm trying to think of the one. It's got all the really, knuckler rides and all that kind of stuff. It's way out on the outskirts of...
The Six Flags?
Six Flags, thank you. Yeah, so Six Flags is out there, and this is kind of a smaller version
That's
of Six Flags
out,
because
though,
it's got
it?
All the... Yeah, Six Flags is way out there in Santa Clarita. It's in Santa Clarita, so people think it's still L.A., but it's out there really close to... Right before the Grapevine really gets into all its numbers and stuff like that.
I was younger, and that's when it was probably in its heyday. We always used to go get the chicken dinner at the restaurant that was affiliated with that, like right next to there. And that's
what and they
did.
Still have the chicken dinner.
Right, that's what you did. You would go and you would a tour, and then you go have a chicken dinner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you take people from out of town.
Yeah, it used to be
right.
where you could go to the ghost town
right.
and go get the chicken dinner and all that kinds of stuff and still not really be in the park.
Right.
It had it kind of like separated, but now it's
right.
like all together. Yeah, yeah.
Well, in any
the
event,
the chicken dinner you could still, the chicken dinner you still they have outside shops and all that that you can go to, and you
right.
can still have access to go to the
right.
chicken dinner without having to be in the park. And that's still actually a real fun thing to do during the holidays because they decorate it up really nice and have really fun different holiday gifts and stuff like that. So
right.
I usually like to have that. One of our things that we do is go check out the shops at Knott's Berry Farm. It's fun.
How has your weather been there, your nice fall weather?
Oh, well, gosh, last week we were up to 107.
Right, and now this week?
And today we were in the upper 70s.
Oh,
and
a
there's
nice
a
change, isn't it?
It's very bizarre. And so the next couple days there's going to be some scattered, just light showers. They're talking up to maybe a half an inch of rain for
How
the
about that?
Pretty much... That's for California. We're like, water. Yeah, we'll take it.
Right.
So that's so good. But it's getting into the mid 50s at night. And for us, that's like, wow, what's going on? It's all of a sudden it's decided to get kind of fall. It's very fallish for us.
All of a sudden it's correct. Yeah, boom.
Yeah. And there's even talk of they're going to have some snow in the local mountains because it's getting a little chilly at night.
Well, there was some snow in on the eastern coast, I guess, and they're like Minnesota, not the eastern coast, but... I guess they have had snow already, like in Denver and such. So that's interesting.
Yeah. So, early, and it was a late winter. I mean, we definitely had a late winter this year, and we're already going back into a winter phase already, which is really interesting. So I bet a lot of people in Denver are going, oh, shucks, we're already getting some snow going on here. So that's kind of a bummer. But, it should be interesting to see how it all kind of plays out with the end of this year. Of course, I'm hoping for beautiful weather and have it all nice so people can enjoy their stuff instead of the Armageddon and the terrors of 2012, all this different stuff that they've shown in the movies. We've done it in the movie.
Really,
we don't have to do it here.
Right. It really is truly hard to believe. It's already October.
I know.
End of October. And there you go.
Because it just seems like these weeks are just zipping by, man.
Right, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And, and pretty soon we're going to start, getting ready for the election and all that kinds of stuff.
Right.
So that's another fun thing that's kind of been happening.
Well, That's a whole other program, I imagine.
Yes, it is. It is a whole other program. Because, like, we know, part of our seeking at the Transformation Cafe is to keep a light cafe conversation happening here. So,
spiritual
and light and hopefully fun and entertaining, and not really get into that heavy political stuff that's going on there. So,
yeah, we don't need to do that.
It was very cute. If you go to a couple of the different just major news sites, they're showing some of these huge pumpkins that are out with these little kids trying to, like, look at them going, you know, can't believe a pumpkin's that large. So that's pretty fun. Yeah, some of these larger ones. So have you ever watched the pumpkin chunking?
Chunking. The trebuchets with the catapults?
Yes, the catapults,
yeah,
these special.
They also have, like, kind of cannon-like ones, too, where
right.
they're shot
and
out, you know.
They've got the cannons, they've got the rockets, they've got the guillotine kind of, like what you were saying. They've got
it's like a catapult, but it's got a counterweight, and it's from the Middle Ages. That's what they used to siege castles and such.
There you go. And I'm sure they probably even thought about really dense pumpkins at the same time.
Well, I think they even televise it, don't they?
Yes, they do. Last
right.
year
some,
they had
really
Jamie and Adam from MythBusters.
Right.
They had him as the guest, and they were talking about the scientific level of how they all work and put them together and all that kind of stuff. So.
Right.
Pretty fun.
Some pumpkin pies, though. You know, if you're gonna chuck them
yes.
out there.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to watch that, too, because, like, you know, a couple weeks ago we had a show on diabetes, so I'm sure you have to be careful with that when it comes to pies and all that kinds of stuff.
Well, let's say I would make allowance for it, that's all.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm...
Well, and remember we were talking about beans. Any kind of beans is just one of those healthy things to do. It helps to counteract any kind of diabetes symptoms and things like that, and helps to balance out your body. So you could have a bean meal and then have your pumpkin pie.
Right.
Bean soup or something like that, and then the pumpkin pie. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So when up in the Seattle area, do they do the Oktoberfest and they have, you know, the bar scene and all that kind of stuff where everybody can get
there? Well, you know, I'm not a part of that culture, but I know that it's pretty prevalent up here, and there's all sorts of restaurants and bars and the little mini micro breweries and all that.
Uh-huh.
You know, in fact, during October, they do have quite a few festivals and such. I think there's even one called the Sausage Fest, which kind of suggestive in its nature, because I've heard that used in a kind of a derogatory, anyway. But,
the
you know, Oktoberfest or Brewfest, or there's a town up here called Leavenworth. It's like, what's the town down there where it's all the Dutch and everybody goes to go there.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Well, there's Solvang, but Solvang isn't really...
Well, that's
yeah.
Pennsylvania. Well, I guess it would be Solvang, right. But it's kind of in that vein.
Uh-huh.
Leavenworth, it's called, anyway. But they have all sorts of stuff like that. I mean, if that's what you're interested in. I myself, I don't... I'm not really a wine drinker or going out
beer.
And such.
Beer guzzler
really
or anything
that,
like that.
You know? I really did all that. I've been there, and it's like, if that's what people like to do, then, you know, more power to them. It's like my energy, I'm sorry, I need to reserve my energy so I can keep going the next day. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not as young as I used to.
And saving yourself for the pumpkin pie, right?
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
They'll never live that down now.
No, I'm not going to know. Well, before we were doing
the peach nectarine margarita, right.
You know, we had that kind of going on for us. So now it's going to be the pumpkin.
Cobbler and nectarini.
Pumpkin potter, you know, toddy or something like that. So do they have, because like over here in California, they've got different places, especially in the mountain areas, where they'll do the apple festivals and stuff like that. We've got a place called Oakland that you can go up there and, you can, or you know, harvest your own apples and things like that, and they're making apple ciders and all different kinds of wonderful things.
You know, I imagine
they
do, because Washington is an apple state, I'm pretty sure. They have a big apple culture. Right.
I would think there's, like, some major things happening with that.
Right. I love apples.
Yeah. So getting that all going, and you know, before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving and Christmas. So there
right.
you go.
And there you go. Another year's gone. And then what?
I don't know. Everybody's probably going to be holding their breath this year for the 2012 thing. So you know how
right.
that goes.
Well,
so
think,
it seems to
I
be
think
the.
I think we'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
we're
okay.
going to be fine. We're going to
yeah.
be fine. It's all
like,
a big hype kind of thing.
Try not to hold
yeah.
your breath too long.
No, not at all. Not at all. You'd be missing out on the pumpkin pie. It's okay. So,
oh, no.
So is there a lot of a talk about where are you going to be on that 2012, you know, the 21st of December? Are people talking like that?
Not really. I don't think. I think it's kind of run its course, and maybe you'll have some attention kind of around that day. But people are too absorbed in doing, you know, they make plans for that later, for past that date. You know.
Well, that's
I think
good.
I might even make some buttons that say "I survived" and have a date on there or something. Give them out for free.
I survived and I had pumpkin pie. See, there you
right.
go. It rhymes and it would be great. People are like, "Yay, good for you."
Pie.
I know. I survived, had pumpkin pie. But
cool
the hum kind of in the L.A. area, everybody's kind of like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to be? So there's all kinds of cruises and expos. Yeah, they got
right.
expos and cruises and all this different kinds of stuff that is just different activities for people to be doing for the 2012 thing. So it's kind of interesting what people are talking about when they're like, oh, no, I'm going to go to this one group and it's just very, very interesting what the LA crowds are kind of doing down here. So, you know, there's a little bit of woo-woo kind of happening down here. So it's interesting, you know, and your people, you know, because they want to be, oh, it's such a momentous day. I have to remember where I go and make it a special kind of thing. So it's almost like a New Year's Eve, you know,
what do you do for
New Year's Eve, you know?
I'll do a free tattoo on anybody that wants to get the date on that day and come in.
Wow, okay. All right, this evening, there you go. Chroma, make your appointment now because I'm sure they're going to get booked up solid. Oh, he's just going to walk in
and you're
just going to go.
I'll have it all ready for you.
Okay, there you go. He'll have it like pre-drawn. He'll just like pop it right on there. You just have to figure out what size you want and where you want it, and then he'll just like pop it on there for you.
It'll be one size, and then I get to pick where they put it. So that's
okay. Oh gosh, a lot of stipulations going on here, but it is free.
It's free. People get it because it's free.
That's right. So like, would that be like what's the most popular place on a person? Is like their tuchus or
do
they have
any
like
place.
A? No, but I mean just in general, when you're doing tattoos, is there like a certain part of the body more than other people that people like to have it?
Well, you know, that's up to the individual. It could be anywhere, really.
Oh, really? You don't have, like, one area of the body more than others?
Typically an arm or an ankle or, you know, there's kind of different places and it changes when, you know, different times and such. But anyway, young ladies now, they get them behind the ears. That's a good place. Or on the fingers.
Huh. Like have a tattooed ring, huh?
Well, that's always been kind of a possibility, but with the hipsters, they like to get little teardrops on their fingers and then hold them up to their faces like they're crying, or they'll get a mustache on their finger so they can stick it up to their lip and look like they have a mustache.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's fun, sure.
So, you know, you're like, are we abbreviated when we're doing this? Or,
what?
Abbreviated. I mean, they've been drinking.
Well, you know, I would have tattooed them if they had been, so
I
don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure it changes the tattoo when people have been drinking.
Well, that doesn't work out very well.
Yeah,
it sobers them up very fast.
Yeah.
Right. So let's keep this on a spiritual note.
Okay. Well, we are talking about spirits, but that's a little bit different, but that's okay.
Oh, right, distilled spirits, right.
So are you a World Series fan? Do you like really like watching the World Series since we're talking about all these things that happened in October?
I don't know, I guess. I guess I would bought something. Maybe it's the last game or something.
Okay. Well, you know, that's
you?
Like a lot of people. I'm like that, too, with, like, the Super Bowl. I don't mind really, you know, I'm not necessarily a big fan of, you know, like, any particular sport. But when it comes to, like, the final games and stuff like that, that's when it gets fun
baseball,
and exciting anyway.
Baseball itself has a pretty long season, so you'd have to be a really big fan to watch all the games and then the playoffs.
Oh, no. Isn't that just amazing?
Seems like it lasts forever.
I was thinking about that, too, with just the economies and all that. You know, all these hardcore fans are still out there in the stadium and watching all this stuff and doing all that different stuff. It's just quite an investment for them to be, you know, still participating and working on it on such a level. So that's very, very interesting. Yeah.
Well, we have there's quite a competition around here for the sports and people building stadiums and spending money and this and that. So I don't know. It seems like it's a rich man's game, and it's only making money. So I don't know. But it is what it is.
It is what it is. Well,
right.
And they're talking about, what is it? I think it's the State Farm Stadium that they're going to be. They're still talking about putting that in, and it's going to be over near the Staples Center and the Los Angeles Convention Center in the heart
probably even bigger
Angeles.
Than the Staples Center, because they say, oh, we can't play in that anymore because we need a new center because everybody else got one.
That's right.
Right, and they're going
to go, Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah, but Los Angeles hasn't had a Los Angeles team in, gosh, has it
been
a decade?
Probably haven't had a new stadium in a
long
time.
Yeah, I think it's
been
a decade since the... I'm trying to think of the name of the team. Isn't that terrible? Can't think of the name of the team.
The Lakers?
No. The people, the football
the
team
Clippers?
That used to be here.
So
the Raiders.
Team, the Rams? The Raiders?
The Raiders.
Right.
Yeah, Raiders went up to...
Is there a pop going around?
Popcorn?
Is there a little coffee allergy style thing? Do you have all that too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it seems like that's what happens now this time of the year.
Oh, well, you know, anytime you have major temperature changes, like I said, you know, last week, I mean, literally at the beginning of last week, it was 107.
107 to what?
Yes.
About 70?
To like 79.
Wow, that's quite a change.
That's quite a change within, and that happened within literally about 4 or 5 days.
Right.
And, you know, all of us are like, hallelujah. But what's weird is it's going to bring out this cool episode, and then it's going to go back to, like, 97.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in another week, it's going to be back up in almost 100 again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, what? Don't put your summer clothes away yet, man.
Right.
It's still a little bit warm out there. So can you imagine? I'm just thinking about trees and all the nature and everything, how these temperatures are being so sporadic. You know, it wants to bloom and then go dormant and then bloom. And, like, what the heck's going on? It doesn't know what season it is because it's got such radical shifts.
They really need the rain up here because it's so dry that all this, you have these little sparks and these little fires, and they end up being big fires and hard to put them
really
out when there's
fires.
No rain and everything's so dry. That's the nature of the beast, I guess, or nature, you know, the nature of nature.
We're just kind of hoping that the jet stream shifts one more time and helps to nurture the things that have, you know, the normal cycles of things like that.
Right.
But, you know, when they say normal, it's like when we look at a generation or a lifetime as opposed to the lifetime in the shifts of planet Earth, it's like a blink.
Right.
You know what I mean? For what we look at and just say, well, didn't used to be like this. What the heck's kind of going on? Well, how do we know?
Well, you know, when you have people that are older and, like, maybe have been in a single place or lived their life 50 or 60 years in a place and they start saying that's never been like this before, then you have to think about things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, it's, you know, to Mother Nature, it's not even a blink. You know, whatever it's been. So the newest joke is, like, you know, people living to like 110. And so when people are talking like in their 60s, there are people are complaining like, oh, yeah, you're just middle aged. What are you talking
about? No, there was a lady who just died, I think, was it today or yesterday, who was the oldest woman the oldest person in the world, I think. And they were 122 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Something to that effect, yeah. I mean, something outrageous. And then it, the second oldest was some older lady in, or a lady in Georgia in the States here.
Uh-huh.
Talk about longevity and such.
Well,
that's
and they're
amazing.
Saying that's just going to continue to be the norm, because we've been talking about that with Social Security, how they're going to raise the age.
Right.
To like into the, I think they're talking like 70 or 72 or something like that. They want to go another 5-6 years up, you know, when it comes to Social Security. So that's interesting. And I think that's good, because, I mean, you know, if you see people get older and they retire, that's when they start to decline, because it's just that sense of purpose isn't there anymore.
Well, not having something to get up to and look forward to and kind of plan,
yeah,
you know, make
exactly.
yourself, you know, like think you're a useful part of society and, you know, have self-worth. That's really important.
Well, just think, like, every, 15, 20 years, you have a new career, you know?
Huh?
That's pretty exciting.
Right.
After 15,
oh,
20
like,
years, what else do I want to do? What else do I want to do? What else do I want to
right.
do? You
right.
know?
And,
that's exciting.
And nowadays, being an artist, you have, there's unlimited possibilities, especially with the digital things.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, there's just the level of being creative and all that. So I met
right.
a lady yesterday that was doing murals. In the Riverside, California area. And, oh, my gosh, it's just think of having a blank wall and being able to just go do whatever on it. How fun would that be?
That would be really fun.
That would be very fun. And, I mean,
right.
you know, to you and I, we look at that and we look at a blank wall and we go, hey, you know, so we just get excited. And other people, I could just imagine they're just like, what would I do? I have no idea.
Well, that's what they get paid to do.
That's part of the excitement. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. It's like having, that new opportunity for another 20 years of your life, and it's just this blank, you know, blank slate, and I can, you know, make it whatever I want. How exciting is that?
Do you have any future guest chefs coming up on the eCafe?
Yeah, we've got Crystal's going to be coming on. I'm not sure what she's going to talk about. She's a friend of mine who's actually a medium, and I'm sure she's going to, maybe we'll be talking about the 2012 thing. That might be interesting, kind of the things to look forward to at the end of the year and moving into 2013. I think that would be a wonderful thing. And then I met a lady yesterday. Her name is Vindy, and she's going to talk about crystal healing and being on the crystal table and things like that. And Dolores Fazzino, we've had her on before with John of God. And I'm planning on having her come back out here and talk about that too. So, and a couple other people. There was a Whole Life Expo this last weekend at the LAX Convention Center, and there were 3 or 4 people that I kind of walked up and asked if they'd like to be on the show. So we'll have a few things coming up for the November and December shows that should be pretty fun. So
that sounds good. Something
to look forward to. Some more light spiritual conversations kind of happening, so that's going to be some things we could take
Trying to be positive.
Always. It's always good to be positive. And always having you
know,
on the show, it's always a blessing.
The lady from last time with the poems and her soothing voice, she has very, very soothing voice. It is very calming.
Yes,
Miss
Gloria.
Right, yes.
Yes, and she so enjoyed being on the show. For anybody listening in, last week we did a show celebrating our guardian angels, because it was Guardian
right.
Angel Day, and a couple of the poems that she does. So just a wonderful show to check on that. So that was last week's show. So, well, we're down to our last 30 seconds here, sir. So thank you for chatting with me and celebrating the fall.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And
okay.
I think I'll be tuning in next week, right?
Yep, absolutely. We look forward to you being there, and we invite you back here at the Transformation Cafe. Thanks for joining
us.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you.